We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, DP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks lose 101-99. So to everybody in the chat right now. Late night frustration, CP and Ashley Moss. This is officially Knicks post game live presented by Manscaped. Unbelievable. unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You know, Rose tried to bring us home. Outstanding defensive effort by him. Just one blown coverage on THT is what won the game. Wow, man. Wow.
And RJ, bro, take it to the rack.
You got
to
take it to the rack with 6 seconds left, Ash. Where are we going? Where are you going to take a triple step back three?
30-footer from the logo like you're Damian Lillard?
You got to power dribble that strong. 6 seconds left, Ash. You have plenty of time. Try to draw a foul on Drummond. Don't be scared of him.
A whole 6 seconds, yeah. CP. Not 0.6.
Six seconds.
3 seconds. Not 2 seconds. You had a whole 6 seconds and you try to chuck it from the logo? Are you Steph Curry? Are you Damian Lillard?
I'm sick right now.
Are you Ray Allen? Freaking Reggie Miller? What are you doing?
I'm sick, man. Seconds. Hector from Harlem, you up first, man. What's going on, bro?
First off, before we start, give another thumbs up to CP.
Appreciate it.
What's going on, CP? What's going on, Ash?
How you doing, man? Frustrated, bro.
I don't even know, like, words can't even describe what I just saw. First of all, I know people are going to say he's only 20 years old, so he's got a long road ahead of him. But, I mean, that last sequence, you just saw the jitters go into RJ. He did not know what to do with the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Ash brought it up, like, not 10 seconds ago. You didn't even decide to go to the rack, and I understand there's like 6.5 seconds left, so you're kind of nervous. You don't know what to do. But you did not look confident, or you didn't know what to do in that sequence.
Yeah.
So that just left me like I knew what was going to happen, but I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah,
another thing, Julius hit the tough shot, and we got it done. But like you said, a mental breakdown, just one breakdown, and THC took advantage. So I'm not even, you know, I'm not even tripping about that.
Yeah.
But honestly, now we move from the 4 to the 6, and with Miami's win tonight, and just the season coming down, I mean, you talk about a heartbreaking way to lose. But honestly, I still have faith that we're going to somehow creep back into the 4. I don't know how. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. But yeah, CP, take over, bro. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Got to win the games you got left, man. We're going home against San Antonio, the Hornets, and then closing against Boston without Jaylen Brown. We got to win it. Got to win these games and hopefully get healthy, man. Hopefully we get Burks and IQ back. But nevertheless, we were in this game all the way down to the wire. We had the lead. We had a chance to win it. Mental breakdown on the THT 3 put us down 1. And then just lack of execution, lack of overall awareness. I don't know if it was fatigue. RJ was off all night, 2 for 13 on the night, 0 for 7 from downtown. Didn't have it. But with 6 seconds left, you can't, you know, he gets a ball at the top of the key, 6 seconds left. He takes 2 dribbles up and then takes 2 dribbles back. Like, where did you think you were going?
Not only that, but Julius Randle, I mean, he bit the bait when it came to that double team. You know, when a team double teams you, they want you to make a mistake. That's the goal. And he bit, and he took the bait when he traveled. I mean, I don't know how much of a clear travel that was. I wasn't paying enough close attention.
Yeah, it was travel.
But you bit the bait. You took it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to see the double team come in and pass that ball out, you know, which means if you're double team, that means one guy's wide open. So it's frustrating to see it. It's frustrating to see it. It's frustrating to watch it, especially with guys who are supposed to know better who do this.
Mental breakdowns, man.
Some of it's just basketball 101.
Yeah.
And RJ, my 9 guard, you know, I'll defend him till the cows come home, but he was not good tonight. He did not play his best basketball. His decision making was off. His basketball IQ was off. It was not a good performance from him.
Kuzma cooked him all night, which, you know, was
Kuzma
part of the issue.
All night.
And just, it wasn't his best night. It wasn't his best showing. But RJ did show up against the Clippers. Tonight just wasn't his night. And ultimately, it you know, couldn't win the game. Came into his hands in the end to make a play with 6 seconds left. And he just flustered it to the finish. You know,
what we're not going to do, though, in the chat, we're not doing no RJ trade RJ talks. We're not having this conversation.
No.
So don't even type it.
You can't big him up for yesterday's game, for the Clipper game, and then try to kill him for this. He didn't have it tonight.
We're not doing that.
He didn't have it tonight. But this game cost us a lot, man. We could have clinched the top six. We could have kept our distance on the Hawks and the Heat. Heat surging right now. Heat owned the tiebreak on us, having won the season series, sweeping us. And so now the Knicks dropped down to 6. Knicks dropped down to 6. So, again, these last 3 home games are tough. But we knew this thing was going to crumble. It's just hard to, you know, go through this whole game and get into overtime. And when you're in the lead, take a lead and ultimately lose like this. It's a kick to the nuts, man. It's one of those. It's one of those, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Go ahead, Ash, go ahead.
No, I mean, it definitely, but, you know, we spoke about this in the pregame conversation we had, and even in the games, you know, postgame shows prior to this one, we said that the ideal situation for us would be to go 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
We're going 3-3. Obviously, you know, that would have been contingent also on other teams losing, so that hopefully you didn't drop 2 spots, which is what ultimately happened. But you're in still a position to where this is not, it's far from over. You're going 3 games at home.
Clock down to 8. Got it, good.
Yeah, you got 3 games at home, which, you know, you got to defend home court, especially in these final 3 games of the season. You got to make up for what you didn't do on the road. It should be a lot easier to do it at home. You know, it sucks because you wanted it, because the win was right there, right? It was right in your grasp, and you just kind of let it slip away. But in the grand scheme of what this means for the team, it could have been a lot worse, and you're still in a good situation to find, you know, to round out this season. You just got to go ahead and handle business.
Got to handle business, man. We got to handle business. This was a tough loss. No way around it. You know, no way around it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP Ashley Moss in the building. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Knicks go down in the Staples Center. Last game of the West Coast stand, 101-99 against the Lakers. Grand scheme of things, they go 3-3 on the trip, which is what we were looking for. Unfortunately, you know, they drop down to 6 right now in the standings with the Heat winning over the Celtics. And you know, we'll see what the Hawks do with their remaining schedule as they finish off against the Wizards, the Rockets, and the Magic. So Wizards are no easy task. It's definitely not. But Brody, I thought Brody was going to help win it last night, but he just coughed it up.
A dagger to my heart.
Yeah, last minute decision. So let's check back on the Discord. King Deej, I'm going to run it back to you, man. King Deej, let me know if you're ready to go. Just go ahead and unmute yourself King D's, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
I hear me. What's up?
Yep.
Yo. First off. All right, side note, because I'm stressing right now, but today was my daughter's birthday. She turned 5, so if you can, just drop a trophy in the chat.
100%.
Actually, you wasn't here earlier. I told CP, so, you know, I'm just happy that my daughter's a trophy, and I want the same thing for the Knicks, man. I want it one day.
Yeah.
But I'm Team 9 God all the way, but RJ, bro. We got 6 seconds on that clock. You got Rose to the left of you, Randall to the right of you, bro. If you don't know, if you're not aware, bro, swing that pill, man. Swing that pill, man. Because that hurts. And I'm one of the people that's been in this chat saying, you know, 3-3 is the way to go. And so, you know, mission accomplished on that. But this one bothers me because this one was winnable. Like, get the ball. We didn't even get a shot off. Like, Ashley was just talking about Brody not handling business yesterday. At least he got a shot off. Like, that wasn't a good shot. That hurts. But hopefully that's a lesson learned. You know, he's surrounded by vets. So it's not all on RJ either.
Yeah.
I know he had a bad night, but it's not all on RJ either.
No, it's not all on him.
You know, Peyton had a bad night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bullock had a bad night. It's just tough because when you're in a clutch, in overtime, you gotta get a quality shot.
Do me a favor, bro. I'm gonna cut you from the Discord. I'm still not getting a good connection from the Discord. Go ahead and call in on the phones just to finish up your point because it was coming in a little bit too choppy. But overall, as you said, you know the Knicks are already shorthanded with no IQ, no Burks, RJ and Bullock having lousy nights. You know, 4 for 22 combined shooting. You know, Julius and D. Rose tried to carry him. In the end, they still had a chance to win it, Ash. The Lakers themselves were shorthanded. There was no LeBron. There's no Caruso. Schroeder's been out in the COVID protocol. So the Lakers themselves were shorthanded, and the Knicks just couldn't deliver it, man. We just couldn't take it home, unfortunately, man. Unfortunately.
No, and I mean, you know, even before this game started, CK, I see you in the chat. Yeah, why are you not sitting on the panel,
CK,
bro?
Nah, see, he's in here. I got to get him in here. I was just waiting to get him in. No worries.
I will say, though, that, you know, we had this conversation. We spoke about, even with the absence of LeBron James, this is still a good basketball team, and you can't take that away from them. It's still a team that went to an NBA final and won it.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, you have to go ahead and give respect where respect is due, and I not put so much emphasis on one player. Obviously, LeBron James is one of the best players in the game, but he's not the only great player in the game, and he has another one on his team. So, AD, you know, played a hell of a game. He gave it all he got. He clearly is not 100%. You know, you can see the way he's wincing and limping and things like that. I think a little bit of it was Hollywood getting to his head, a little bit L.A. sunshine, making him feel like he's an actor or whatever. He seems to, you know, go in and out of that. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was just a cluster in those last 60 seconds. It just was not smart basketball on both Randall and RJ's part. But, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and go as far as people are saying and trade RJ and this and that.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's a ridiculous take because it was just the Clippers game where you guys were gassing them and talking, you know,
RJ
back.
They gave it their all, and let me get CK in here. They gave it their all. Sixth game of a six-game road trip. They're gassed, man. They're at the end of their rope. They're shorthanded on the bench. They don't have a lot of firepower. You know, it's not to make excuses for them. That's just what it is. And they still try to gut it through. They still try to get a win in there. And in the end, they went into overtime. You know, D-Rose is gassed. Somebody said they want to see what the D-Rose injury report looks like for Thursday. Hopefully he can give it a go because he looked like he had absolutely nothing left there. So, you know, listen, they were in it, and they just could not close the door on them.
But you see what it looks like when you have a team that has depth, right? You see that you don't have to go ahead and exhaust just one guy. You saw Derrick Rose out there. He was gassed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see what happens when Anthony Davis sits. They have enough firepower that they can stay afloat, if not take a lead. I think that's going to be the difference maker for the Knicks and future seasons, is that you're going to really see what it's like, because right now you are shorthanded. You don't have Quickley. You don't have Burks. You know, the scoring power you do have on the floor, mm-hmm. only a few of that is consistent. And, yes, RJ had a bad game, but for the most part, he's consistent. Peyton's not consistent. Bullock's not consistent. Noel, from a scoring standpoint, is not consistent. Obi's not consistent. That really only leaves you with Julius Randle, RJ Barrett,
yeah.
Derrick Rose, Quickly when he's out there. That's four guys that you
Well, that's why you need Quickly and Burks. That's why you need Quickly and Burks. You know, we just didn't have the fight.
That's what I'm saying. They have more to choose from, at least in this game. And even when you get Quickly and Burks back, you still need more firepower in an offensive-led league. As good as your defense is, and again, I'm a big fan of defense, you still need the scoring power, and that's what's going to be overall the goal for this team in the offseason, to get more of that.
Let me get my guy CK2K in the building. CK, how you feeling, bro? Give me some thoughts, man.
Frustrated as hell. That was a rough one. That was one we really needed. Bro. Seeing us in six now really hurts my feelings, but we'll be all right. But, I was hearing all your guys' points. Literally, my game ended a little bit later than your guys', so I was listening to you guys as I was getting myself set up. But, the big point is what you just mentioned, man. We really, really missed our depth. We really missed our depth. There was a lot of mistakes that went on at the end. I'm seeing the chat going in on RJ Barrett. I see a few people pointing at Julius Randle. It doesn't matter who you point the finger at.
Yeah,
point of the matter is, man, we were gassed, and you're seeing how much Emmanuel Quickley and Alec Burks really means to this team.
Yeah.
We needed the depth. We needed the help. We needed, like, Frank Ntilikina did a great job stepping in. He did everything he was supposed to do tonight, making his shots, was tremendous defensively. But we needed our depth. And nights like tonight really show why the fan base is so fired up when it comes to guys like Elfrid Payton. Because if we had a solid other point guard, we wouldn't have situations like this where Derrick Rose was gassed in that overtime. Derrick Rose gave everything he had in that fourth quarter.
He gave everything he had.
And then going to the overtime, that was it. Like, he made a nice shot. He made that wide open three, thank God. But at the same time, you could tell he was gassed.
Yeah, he was on his last legs, man.
Depth is important. And it was just crazy. I'm listening to the broadcast because for whatever reason, TNT kicked in for my stream towards the end. So I all of a sudden was listening to Brian Williams. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was like that the entire game, but they're over there defending the Lakers. The Lakers are missing LeBron James and Dennis Schroeder. I'm like, what about us? We're missing two of our main scorers. You guys were just talking about them in the first half. And we don't have our main center, Mitchell Robinson. Like, I don't know. I just love how they get coddled over there while we over here playing shorthanded, and we almost had it. We almost had it. But it was
almost
a tough loss.
It, man. Tough, tough loss. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, let's get back to the phones and hear what the people have to say real quick. This is Knicks Post Game Live, presented
Ari said
by Manscaped. What do you say? What Ari say?
Ari said that CK has the best white person voice.
Let me go to JJ from Inglewood in the building. JJ, how you doing, bro?
What's good?
What's going on, CP, man? What's going on, Ashley? What's going on, CK2K?
What's good, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm a Lakers. Good, man. I'm a Lakers fan, man. So
yeah.
I'm happy about the win. But I'm also happy about this New York-LA rivalry, man. It was a great game. To be honest, I haven't seen a good Lakers Knicks game in a long time, man.
Minute,
so I think the league loves this. I think the league loves this, man. Y'all looking good. I see Ashley turning her face up at me, man. But it was a good game, man. It was a good game. I enjoyed it. It was a bad shot by RJ.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just growing pains,
man.
Kobe took three air balls, hey, man, against Utah his rookie year, man.
That's
so I mean, he's gonna be better, man. But good game, man. I love what y'all doing this season, man. It's exciting to see. Like LeBron said, man, we showed y'all love, man. When the Knicks are good, the NBA is good, man. So keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Good game, man. Good game. Tough loss. You know, it just the THT shot just went down. It wasn't like THT had a monster game. He was just trying to hold down the fort for the Lakers, man. But it was a busted coverage, you know. It was a good screen by 80. Rose was tired, couldn't shake it. Julius didn't switch off on it. He played more drop coverage, which I would have probably played as well with THT playing it. And THT took an open shot. He was open for it. He took it. He knocked it down. And unfortunately, we didn't recover from it, bro.
Yeah, he wasn't great in the game, but in overtime, he was literally the only one with legs left on that team, and you can tell. Like AD, he looked like he was hurting the entire game.
AD looks like he's about to head back to the disabled list, bro.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And Drummond just looked like he was just a zombie the entire game. But yeah. THT had legs. He was turning over the ball. He was missing shots. But he was the only one that was out there continuing to fire along. So that three didn't surprise me. Just it was the defense, like you just mentioned, it was just rough. It was just rough.
Rough, man. Absolutely rough, man. And, you know, okay. Listen, as I said, when we speak about defense, I love D. Rose's defense. In that overtime, man. D. Rose was a warrior on the defensive side of the ball. He ties up AD for the jump ball and forces THT into two turnovers in that overtime. That was major. I thought Frank's contributions on the defensive end was fairly solid, especially after Kuzma got out to a Scottie Pippen type performance, which was ridiculous. We gave Kuzma 18 first half points because he was cooking RJ all night. So I give Frank credit. He came in on the short notice and gave his team a lift. D. Rose as well. Randall as well. It just wasn't enough. Just was not enough. Let's get to the phones. We got a ton of calls in here. I want to get to a lot of people. So let's run through rapid fire. Pete from Rochester, you up first, man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, hey, hey.
Yo, Pete, what's going on?
Quite a game tonight. I love this team, guys. I love the defense. You know, we're missing guys. But the hustle's still great. That last play's rough. So what I saw was on that last play when Derrick Rose got the steal, he was kind of up in the bleachers and they're waiting for him, and they called that timeout. And then we didn't have a timeout for the last play. So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, is that Rose's guess, or did he kind of get tripped up there? But that's kind of what it looked like, why they called that timeout. I don't know if you guys saw the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, he was probably gassed. He might have been injured. I think Tibbs was just trying to get him a breather, man, because he knew Rose had extended his minutes.
He looked kind of tripped up. Bullock was kind of waiting, waving him up at half court, and then they didn't have the timeout. And I think that's the thing, is that they're so used to getting these things together on a timeout. RJ's kind of on that last play. He's just like, he doesn't know what to do. You know, so I think he learned a lesson. I mean, no one's going to get rid of RJ. RJ's a man.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to learn these kind of tough rookie mistakes. You know, he's probably the last time he's going to take a deep shot like that at the end. So, but, you know, it's that same old this season. You know, we need that second closer. It's like the, you know, Giannis from a couple years ago kind of thing. We got Randall. They double him. You know, Derrick Rose is great. But, yeah, he's older. You know, this is where we definitely miss, like, a guy like Quickly, or we're going to need a guy, like a Lillard or something like that to add to this team would be, like, perfect just to have that second option, that scorer. But I love this team. You know, Bullock, the defense, you know, it's you know, I'd rather see a team like this, you know, make it to the second round than, you know, a super team, you know, where you know they're going to win. I'm a Yankees fan, you know, as a kid. So some of like this season's better as a Knicks fan than some of those, like, you know, the 2000 Yankees or somewhere where you knew we were going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. And to do it with the character that we do it with. So
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Tough loss, though. Appreciate it, though, Pete, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Next postgame live presented by Manscaped. Remember, go to AngieWatts.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off Smitty's Beard Essentials, the beard wash, the beard oil, and the beard butter. Salute to Angie and Richard. Definitely my go-to beard products. But, yeah, tough loss, man. Absolutely tough. Tough to sit through. And definitely was in my Marv Albert bag, though. So to everybody that sat through all the play-by-play and actually came through halftime, CK postgame. So we got the squad in here, 1,500 in the chat. Let's get those likes up either way, man. Hit that thumbs-up button for Knicks Fan TV. A couple super chats have come in. I want to salute to Tom Herrera says, Fairweather fans are embarrassing. You want to build the right way, then want to trade your best homegrown star off one raw game. Chill. Yeah, that's what usually happens, man. You know, when the Fairweather fans jump in here on a bad night, they try to throw Julius and RJ under the bus, but it is what it is. Shout out DJ's Man 23 says, good morning, Knicks Fan TV. RJ has got to be better than that. RJ's shot said to me, I didn't get my touches in the fourth and OT, so let's go home. Two ups, two down. Hampton, Virginia, 757. Salute to everybody in 757. Listen, I just think he, you know, sometimes you just don't have it.
Right.
And from the beginning of the game, it was evident as that he just didn't have it. He was getting flamed by Kuzma on one end. Offensively, it just wasn't falling for him tonight.
It just happens, you know, and sometimes, you know, it happens at the worst possible moment. And knowing RJ, And we've seen this from him before. The next three games he's going to ball out, right? Nobody takes these types of games harder than he does. So you're going to see him ball out for the next three games, the final three games of the season. It just sucks that, you know, he had his off night in a win that was winnable, you know, in a game that was winnable, rather. But if you look at his performance throughout the totality of the road trip, he showed up. Sometimes it's just not your night. And when it's not your night, we talk about this all of the time, you know, whether it's with Julius Randle or R.J. Barrett, when it's not your night, the other guys on the team are supposed to be able to pick up some of that slack because sometimes it's not going to be your night. Next night, it might not be Julius Randle's night, and you're going to need Derrick Rose and R.J. Barrett, maybe quickly, and some other guys to pick up the slack. It just happens. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, this also happens for everyone just coming so hard on R.J. This is what's going to happen in a series. In a series, in a seven-game series, sometimes it's just not your night, right? You see it all the time. And especially when you're playing the same team for four-plus games, right, because four games will give you a win, there's a possibility that they learn how to deal with one player, so it's a lot harder for him to give you a better performance or performance that you're accustomed to or were accustomed to in the regular season. Somebody else has to pick up the slack. This is a very realistic – this, like I said in our Twitter Spaces room, this was a very realistic game of what it's like in a playoff series. Sometimes it is not your night. So what's your plan B? What's your plan C? True. And that's really all it comes down to. So I understand the frustration with RJ. And look, it was not a good game for him. His basketball IQ was off. He made poor decision making, some costly mistakes, things like that, not defending him whatsoever. Just know, and I know, you guys all know, as basketball fans, people who played the sport, sometimes it is just not your night, and it's happening.
Craig Finley in the chat sends a super chat. He says, RJ better be putting up shots after the game. BXBoy71 sends a super chat, says, RJ got to do better than this. You let us down tonight. Wild Wolf Frey 0418 says, garbage Randle turnover. RJ was lost. Pure garbage.
At least they gave you money,
tight,
bro.
Man. Brandon X, real life situation, sends a super chat. He says, let's go Lakers, LBJ all day. Great game. Shout out to Tay, sends a super chat. Not sure what country this is from. Says, Taylor effing Tim Hortons, who you Tucker beat us.
That's Canada.
Yeah, that's popping. I like that. That was a great super chat. So to Bilal Free, says, trade RJ. Come on, y'all. Relax. You got to relax. JJ Blake also sends a super chat. Says, hopefully the Heat drops two of their last games to the Sixers and the Bucks. All right, so Heat still have to play Sixers and the Bucks. So here we go. You know, this was a West Coast trip. Like I said, we were hoping for 3-3. Once we beat the Clippers, though, we saw this game as a game that could have been had with the Lakers trying to, you know, regain their form. We didn't know if LeBron was going to play or not play. Ended up not playing. Then they lose Caruso in the first quarter. So now they're down another guy on the defensive end. But, again, we just didn't have it on our end to deliver. So
I was curious, though. I mean, I understand, but I also don't understand. I was curious why RJ was even in the game. I mean, seeing how he played for the totality of the game, I'm surprised he was even in the game.
I thought Tim was going to close with Frank, Ash. I'm with you. I thought he was going to close with Frank.
I mean, I'm not excusing what transpired. RJ should, if you don't know what to do, bro, pass the ball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Homeboy said, pass the rock, like simple. But you see what type of game RJ is having, Tibbs. Why are you even putting him in that situation? Why are you even drawing up a play where he's responsible for having the ball in his hand when you know he's gone for 2 for 13 or whatever his number was? Like, why are you even having him at the center of that play? He should have not even been on the court. Like, was a mistake on Tibbs' part. But again, RJ should have known, I don't have it tonight. Let me pass the ball out because I can't do this. It's not something I can do.
He put faith in his guy. And it just didn't come through for RJ. You know, that's all I could say. You put faith in him to deliver, but he didn't do it tonight. So Manny from Toronto, you up now? Manny, what's going on, bro?
Hey guys, how is it going? Thanks for taking my call. What's up? I know you guys are having it late night.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcast.
The East Coast.
Yeah.
I know I was screaming, waking up my kids. The wife is not going to be happy tomorrow, but yeah. All in all, I want to talk about a few things, which is this game was lost really in regulation time, right? So giving up that offensive board with 3 seconds left should have never happened. That's number one.
Yeah.
And number two, Randle. How many times do we trust him to close out a game? You know, he hits all the big shots, but every time there's a few seconds left and he has to take the last shot, always, always comes up short, unfortunately. So before we get on everybody else, you know, that last shot and overtime, that wasn't really the issue. This game was supposed to be won in regulation. You know, if you play basketball, you cannot give up that rebound, especially you just simply box out. You simply box out. Even if he catches it, he doesn't put it back up, right? So he was right underneath the basket, caught it, and put it back up.
Yeah,
so,
Matthews got the position, yeah.
All in all, really, like as Knicks fan, we are happy. People forget these are the defending champions, right? And we take him to overtime. And we still have a shot to win the last game, right? So let's not get crazy. We're not trading anybody. People in the super chat, relax. This is okay. We won three games on this West Coast trip, so we're happy. I'm happy. You know, sip on that wine, CP. We're going to make the playoffs.
I'm out, man.
End of story.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, yeah, they're defending champs. I mean, but how many players on this team were actually relevant last year, man? I mean, Caruso was out the game early. They didn't have Wes Matthews. Marquise Morris didn't barely play. It was AD. They had
Trez
AD.
Wasn't there.
Who?
Trez wasn't even there.
Right. Trez wasn't there. He barely played. So, I mean, Gasol wasn't there. This is a new team, man. The Knicks were right in this game, man. Shorthanded and all. It was there to be taken. I mean, the whole champion thing, I don't buy that. They made more plays than we did down the stretch. Yep. The Matthews getting positioned on D-Rose, getting the bank in and taking it in overtime, and THT gets off a three after D-Rose forces two big turnovers on him in overtime. They made the plays down the stretch. We didn't make them. Yep. You know?
I think Carlos said the best thing. We should have won that game at the end of the fourth. He's completely right. Like we let him back into the game. That rebound, and on top of that, we had a final shot. And you know, there's a lot of moments. The turnover. There's so many moments in that fourth quarter that we should have sealed the deal, but we kept leaving the game wide open for the Lakers, and they did exactly what they should have done in that overtime. If we were talking on the other side of it, we'd be saying that, you know, they gave us a hole, we took advantage, and that's exactly what they did.
They
I agree with Carlos, we thought they were.
And we let him off the hook.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Denny Green would say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout out Jay Boogie. Jay Boogie, if you're going to call in, let us know and do that so we can get you in. DJ from Staten Island, you back on.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? My fault. I know you got mad callers on the line. So just hit that thumbs up button, run it up. I don't know what's wrong with the Discord, CP. Honestly, it's I got the Wi-Fi booming right now.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Choppy, man.
I calmed down a lot, you know. I almost woke up the missus and my daughter.
Yeah.
we're not doing the Marv Albert, CP. You was on your mic, Breen. Come on, man. We Knicks fans.
Facts,
when Julius
facts,
hit that
facts,
three, I, in my mind, all I heard was bang.
Yeah.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, tough loss, but I calmed down while I was on the line. Like the last caller said, I agree. We should have won it in regulation. But it is what it is, you know. You can't always think that. You got it to a last possession score, and you had a chance to win, and that was tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I'm going to try to make people feel better because I'm always Mr. Optimistic. I mean, the Knicks got three games at home, so it don't matter what Atlanta do. The reason why we're in the sixth right now is because of Miami.
Right.
But And if we win, if we defend our home like how we've been doing, we're a great home team, then we could still automatically clinch the fourth seed. So just keep that in the back of your minds. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. We got the Spurs that are fighting for something, Charlotte that's fighting for something, and
That's right.
I think Boston's on their way. Yeah, Boston's on their way out of there. But they're still going to be fighting until the bitter end. So, you know, just to back up what Ash said before I got off the Discord, I'm team nine God all the way. I am not trading RJ. This man just dropped 18 on Sunday. How fast people forget. He's 20 years old, bro. He's learning on the fly. To back up what y'all said, I don't know why he was in that position. Maybe put him in a corner, put Frankie in a corner. But Tibbs is, you know, you trust. It is what it is.
He went back to his guy, man.
We all right, you know. Just everybody just calm down. Even I felt bad, and I'm Mr. Optimistic. Just calm down. We're going to be all right. Let's just defend home court, man. 100%. I'm out. Peace
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. We just got to come back home and win them. Hopefully we're in good shape. Hopefully D. Rose is in good shape, most importantly, than anybody else. Hopefully he's in good shape.
What he said when if we win out the next three games at home, we automatically clinch.
No, that's not true.
It's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true. If it's a tiebreaker, if we end up in a three-game tie with the Hawks and the Heat, the first tiebreaker goes to the division winner. So whoever's the division winner of the three is going to get that top seed. That's not going to be the Knicks. So that's going to come down to the Heat or Atlanta, whoever's the division winner in their division. I don't know.
So let's say Miami goes ahead and wins the division, and it comes down to us and the Hawks in a three-way tie, per se. Don't we own the tiebreaker on the Hawks?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm a little confused why we're sixth, to be completely honest. I don't understand why we're sixth.
Right now, let's take a look.
Yeah, they have us in sixth. I don't understand why.
But I'm trying, like, I'm breaking it down in my head. That means we should technically be fifth, no?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, no, we should be a fifth.
Let's see. Let's see what the explanation is. While we look for the explanation, shoot to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up.
I'm trying to find in the chat if somebody explain it. But I can't.
And I'll check Twitter as well. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Josh from New Jersey. Josh, how you feeling?
What up, Josh?
Hey, everybody. This is my first time calling in. Shout out to the squad. Let's run up the like button.
Thanks.
I was watching the game, and I tell you, first, Elfrid Payton, I don't know what he was doing at all this whole season.
Yeah.
But especially when he tried to drive and make that play, I don't know what was happening. But one thing I can say was that Derrick Rose did play important role in his hustle, especially in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that he was definitely still trying to win the game for us.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like this is, even in the loss, this win is definitely important for us because you get to learn what a playoff game is really going to be about, like Ash was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to help build our character as well because not all the games are going to be high-scoring games or anything like that. We're going to have to really focus on tightening up our defense and limiting turnovers as well. The only thing that I would have to ask you guys is where do you guys see us in the playoffs in terms of do you see us winning the series if we get the 50?
Right now, bro, we just need to make it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just clinch a spot. Like, I can't worry about getting out of the first round right now. We got to see where we end up. Could end up fourth, could end up fifth, could end up sixth. I tell you right now, if we end up sixth, we're not going to win that. Let's just be realistic. So your best bet is to try to give yourself home court advantage. It's the fourth seed. That's what you want. You want four. And we just got to see how it plays out. First, you got to start by winning all your home games. And first, we got to start by getting healthy. We need Burks back. We need IQ back. And we got to see what shape D. Rose is in to close the season out. That's most important as we get back. You know, these guys just went on a six-game grueling West Coast trip. Go ahead, Ash.
So Atlanta jumps to four.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is five.
Mm-hmm.
This is six. But
yeah, it's because they have the better division record.
Oh, Atlanta has a better division record.
They have a better division record than
Miami owns the tiebreaker.
Yes.
So we're six.
Right.
Correct. Yep.
That's why.
So I didn't know that took over the division. Yeah, so that division. Makes sense now.
You need four. You need four and home court, period.
Yeah.
Win every game, man. You got to win every game here on out and hope that we get back in the fourth.
Go Washington. Take out Atlanta.
Go Brody. Root for Brody, man. And Brody, we trust. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. This has been a tough loss, long night. But definitely appreciate everybody in the chat. We still got 1,300 with us rocking strong. I got a feeling a lot of these people are Laker fans in here trying to gloat. I haven't been able to see the chat. Chat is on steroids.
I turned off my phone, bro. My phone was blowing up as soon as that game ended.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
These damn Laker fans.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let me just find where my switchboard is at. I got 100 windows open here. Hang on 1 second. Okay, here we go. Back to the phones. Lloyd from the Bronx, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, CP?
How you doing?
What's going on? I'm good, man. I mean, I'm pissed. I'm proud of my guys how hard we played, you know. But I'm really pissed at the same time because I thought we could have won this one. We could have stole this one. You know, this game was actually it was in the grip of our hands and we kind of let it slip. You know, at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm kind of worried, you know, for the fact that, you know, we need a stuff because I started to see a trend with Julius Randle, like when it comes to crunch time. And then when he gets double teamed, sometimes he turns the ball over on the double team. Or he kind of forces a pass that, you know, that forces a turnover. You know, so we need to stop, you know, so sometimes that trend with with Julius Randle, you know, needs to stop. But we kind of need our guys back healthy, IQ, Alec Burks, you know, see what Derrick Rose is, you know, his status for, for the next game. And I ain't going to lie, man, I really wanted this game, though. I'm not even going to hold you, man. I really wanted this game.
Yeah.
Right there with you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, I am proud of how hard they played because, you know, they got a taste of what the playoffs is going to be like. But still, little mistakes like Wesley Matthews getting the rebound, the offensive
little
rebound,
things,
and Julius
things.
Randle turning the ball over, you know, stuff like that can really, really, you know, have a mental break, you know, for off the team like that.
True story. Appreciate the call, man. Michael from Orlando. We're going to go rapid fire and then close out. Michael from Orlando, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up?
Let's go.
What's popping, bro?
Good, man. How you doing?
What's popping, man. You know what, man? I'm going to say this first of all. Whoever said R.J. Barrett needs to be traded, I'm gonna put it on a blast. They all need to be drug tested.
Hey, you're always going to get the trolls in the chat. It is what it is.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. You can't say RJ. He's only 20 years old. He's new in the game. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to put it in. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I was sick to my stomach that we lost this game. I'm about to throw up in my backyard. But I'm very proud of these guys. I'm very, very proud so much. It's been over a decade and a half that we haven't did nothing. They're always making fun of us and all kinds of stuff like that. And it's okay. Even if we don't even make it to the postseason, it's okay.
You know, they're in. They're in the play-in, at least.
Because they're playing hard. They playing very, very hard, and I love it.
Okay.
I just need them to keep doing what they're doing. Next season is a new season. Mm-hmm. They can keep going. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Got it, man. I'm not
tripping. It's all right.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to sorry, people. We just got to go rapid fire, man. It's getting late. Cynthia, what's going on? Everybody, we just got to get 1 point and get in and get out. Cynthia, what's going on? How you doing?
I hear you. Hi, guys. I'm in honor of Willie from the Bronx. Ooh, boo, 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 boo. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. But listen, guys, I just want to say quickly, because I know you got to move on. Mm-hmm. This one hurt, mm-hmm. but remember where we were at the very beginning. We didn't even dare say the P word. CP, you were telling, is he going to jump out the window? Is he going to jump out the window? We didn't even think we were going to get here. So I'm still proud of our guys. We got to win the next couple. But, you know, just remember where we what we all thought at the beginning. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Love you guys.
True story. True story. Thanks, Cynthia. Papa Left, you up next, man. What's going on, bro?
All right, since we're only here for a quick minute, I just want to say to CP, do not let this loss let you take it easy on Max tomorrow.
Oh, no, no.
Because on behalf of all Knicks fans, today was a joke. The fact that they said Zach Randolph instead of Julius Randle. And you know what? The Knicks are so good for the NBA, and the Knicks are better when the NBA is better when the – we're not here for your approval. We don't care. I don't care about LeBron James and his approval. I don't need the King's blessing, okay? Mm-hmm. All I need is my homies here at Knicks Fan TV and the over-under, guys. Phone calls from Papa Left is set at 9.5. 9.5 because we have 3 games left in the regular season, and we're going to push 7. So I don't need to hear about trade RJ and all this stuff. Mm. If you want to be realistic, don't expect development. Yeah. If you don't want to be realistic, then get mad when they don't develop. But the fact is that you're a Knicks fan and you're going to want them to win. And the fact that this loss is a tough loss, better loss than any win we had in the last 5 years. So with that saying, I'm going to have a good night. Hope you guys will see us against the Spurs Thursday night.
Yes, sir. We'll be there, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Appreciate the call. All right, 2 more. We're going to go to let's go to Vietnam. Greg out in Nam. Greg, how you feeling tonight, man?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
listen,
man.
It was a tough loss, but none but positive vibes. Because think about it. Last year we had 21 wins, right? We 17 games better. And we got 3 games left with 3 winnable games. So we're still looking at the playoffs. Tibbs should be coach of the year. Randle should get most improved. And, yeah, today hurt, I understand. But look what we did with the talent that we have.
Yeah.
And hopefully we should be in the playoffs. And if not, we had a great season. We got tons of money and draft picks. We'll be even better next year.
Yeah.
Everybody leave RJ alone. And it is all good. It's all good.
Baby.
I love it. Drop the mic and
appreciate
bounce.
It, Greg. All the way out there in Vietnam. Salute to Vietnam, man. Greg is out there holding it down. You know, I understand that TK Nash, but damn, I wanted this game, man.
Of course.
I wanted this game, man. I know the macro, we're looking good, but in the micro, in the thick, in the trenches, knowing that we could have clinched a spot tonight, knowing that we could have kept the momentum on 4, you get greedy, man. You get greedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mine was a little bit more personal. Just being out here in L.A., like I said, my phone's turned off for a reason because I have to hear from everybody. I've been sent way more Taylor Horn Tucker gifts than I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm really pissed off about it. So, yeah, this one was personal for me as well. Playoffs, yes. But on the other hand, a lot of Laker fans on my damn mention.
I'm sure Brandon going crazy, man. Right. So
right. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Looking at the schedule, Miami has a back-to-back tomorrow.
Who they got?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, tomorrow's Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. It's Wednesday now.
Okay, so
it is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, they don't.
Good morning.
They play Thursday. The 76ers, that's not going to be an easy one.
Thursday, right? Okay.
76ers come down here to Miami, and they play Thursday. Then on Friday, they're off. Saturday, they play the Bucks. Not going to be an easy one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, it's the Pistons. That should probably be a win.
Cake.
But
all
they
right,
have
so
two
Philly
games
and the Bucks.
That they have 2 games that could not go their way. 76ers and the Bucks. The Bucks
still
are looking
trying
for
to hang on. Yeah.
Remember, Miami eliminated them, so they're probably still in their feelings. The 76ers are out to prove a point. Also, they're getting into playoff mode. They're not going
to
take.
And they're trying to lock up the top seed.
They want that one, right?
They want that number one seed, so they're going to be all systems a go. So Miami has a tough schedule ahead compared. I mean, much tougher than we do, and much tougher than Atlanta has. So I, you know, as somebody, like I said, I covered this team for 2 years. I know. I like to think I know them pretty well. That's not going to – they're not going 3-and-out with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real situation to look at is going to be what Atlanta does and also what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we got to take care of business at the Garden. Because I think Atlanta, I don't have their schedule ahead of me, but I think Atlanta.
They've got some easy ones.
I got it. Yeah, no, they got Washington,
Houston,
Thursday,
and Orlando.
What's the day? Yeah, and then Orlando and then Houston. They got
yeah,
easy.
They're easy as hell.
Well, outside of Washington, which could be a loss for them, Orlando, Houston are probably going to be easy wins. But again, Houston's a wild card too because
I think Orlando's a wild card.
You have homeboy, I forget his name. Porter Jr. Who can just drop like 40 on you whenever he feels like
yeah.
it. So it'll be interesting. And is Trae Young back?
Trae Young is back. Trae Young's been back.
Listen, I think Miami's going to have the tougher path of the three of us.
Yeah.
So that's definitely comforting.
Agreed.
So it's going to be interesting to see what the ultimate turnout is by the end of this weekend.
Yeah,
for sure.
True story. All right, let's close the show. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's close the show with Angel from Philly. Let me get him in here. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on, CP, Ash, and 2K? Y'all hit that thumbs up. I'm not going to lie. I'm pissed off right now, but you know what? It's a lesson learned, yo. At the end of the day, the Lakers outscored us 26-14 between the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter and overtime. There was too much one-on-one, man. We got to move the ball.
Yeah.
When we started moving the ball, we started scoring. It was too much one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, RJ, you had a bad game, but, bro, you got to go to the hole, man. You can't keep shooting threes when your shot is off. You feel me? But I still believe in you. You're still an all-star. You know what I'm saying? Just keep moving forward. When it comes to Elfrid Payton, shout out to you, bro. You had, like, one assist. Get him out the game. You know, at the end of the day, listen, we all wanted this game. But, listen, we're going to have to play some good teams in the playoffs anyway. And you know what? If we're playing like this, we can still beat anybody, man. So we got to stop, you know, being worried about playing Miami and the Bucks. Man, we can beat these teams if we stick together, yo. We got to have confidence, man. And listen, at the end of the day, if you want to grow as a team, we're going to have to play somebody good anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, let's become road warriors. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get to the next game. We got the Spurs. You know what I mean? Whatever happens in the standings, it's going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Let's just keep our heads on, man, and let's just keep it positive. Thank you guys for taking my call, man. Y'all have a good night, y'all. Appreciate it.
Great close, Angel.
Listen, I agree with the optimism. We beat anyone if we stick together, but, I mean, this isn't Barney. That's not always how that works.
Yeah, like, listen, it's going to be tough sledding either way.
I don't want Miami. I'm telling you, I don't want that. Like, I just don't want it. I don't want it. You know what I mean? I don't fear Milwaukee. People are thinking I'm crazy. People on Twitter are saying to me, oh, so you'd rather face the Bucks? Yeah, I'd rather face the Bucks. I don't fear them. I genuinely am nervous about playing Miami. For some reason, they have our number, and I don't know why, but they have it.
Yeah.
I think it's like some sort of weird Pat Riley voodoo. I don't know what's going on.
Well, like but I said earlier, man, defensively, you know, there's nothing that we can necessarily exploit on the offensive end. Usually with some teams, you know, Julius may have an advantage here, there. RJ may have an advantage or D. Rose. But with Miami, they're so flexible and versatile. They can throw anybody at Julius and have a decent time, even on the one-on-one coverage. Their zone defense, they're trapping on our ball handlers. They gave us fits. They swept us this series. And then on top of the three-point shooting, you know, we haven't even talked about offense. Having a superstar, Jimmy Butler, that can close the show. Three-point shooting, whether it's Duncan Robinson, Hero. It doesn't look like Oladipo's coming back anytime soon. But either way, you know, Miami's a tough out. Dragic, Iguodala, so on and so forth. So we know that. But let's just clinch this spot, man. We didn't get a chance to do that tonight. Tough loss. We gave it a fight, but... Just didn't make enough plays in the overtime, man. So let's bounce back Thursday against the Spurs. Great show, everybody. CK, I'm going to go to you to close it, bro.
Yeah, man. Tough loss. Pissed off about it. But like I said, with all these losses, move on to the next one. We got our homestand coming up. Let's win these games and, you know, let the pieces fall where they may. I'm with it. But you know what it is? Follow me everywhere at CK2K, right here on YouTube, over on Twitter, Instagram, wherever the case may be. You'll find me at CK2K. We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
Next three games.
Yes, sir. Ashley?
Listen, the words of Bill Belichick is do your job. That's the next guy do the next three games. Do your job. Defend home court. And like CK said, let the chips fall where they may. At the end of the day, the New York Grizz, we fear nobody, all right? Unless it's Miami. But as usual, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss, and also subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley Nicole.
All right, great show. And salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Tough loss, man. Knicks go down in Staples Center, 101-99. I was looking for that L.A. sweep, man. Knicks have not swept the Lakers and the Clippers in L.A., and we were trying to get it, but just came up a little bit short, man. So remember to go to AngieWatts.com and get 20% off Smitty's Beard Essentials, fellas. Springtime, summertime is coming up. Make sure you step out right and get your beard right, man. Can't be having it dry and, you know, all gangly and whatnot. Got to get it shaped up and get it nice, man. Smitty's Beard Essentials. Go to AngieWatts.com and get 20% off with promo code Knicks. Also, remember that this show is available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the major ones. So if you miss it live on video, you can catch the post-game show and all of our content on Knicks Fan TV podcast platforms as well. And before we wrap, let me just shout out the rest of the Super Chats. Great show as usual. Let me get the Super Chats in here one more time. I'll be going head up with Max Kellerman. I took a gamble, man. Usually I go on Kellerman Tuesdays. I took a gamble on this Knicks game. I was hoping we were going to get the W so I could come in with some more ammo. But as usual, man, I always come out victorious on the Kellerman show. So
it went into OT, so.
Yeah. They all who we thought they were, Ash. You know what I'm saying? And you can catch me on Kellerman tomorrow. CP versus Kellerman Wednesday, 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time. ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio, and XM Channel 80. All right, a couple more Super Chats came in. Let me start from Flow Hypnotic says, we played hard. Hopefully we can handle business at home. So to Flow Hypnotic. Trey Herrera says, I read that one. Thank you, Trey. Christoph, Jew didn't lift his pivot foot. Baldy doesn't like the Knicks anyway. So Christoph didn't think it was a travel. I got to look back. I thought it was, but we'll check. BX Mike 16 says, Bullock can dunk. Why wasn't Frank in the game towards the end? Just Call Me Damn sends a Super Chat, says, was a flustered moment for RJ, but had Taj. But Taj had some space if he dumped it to him and Andre came up. Steve Vernon sends a Super Chat, says, Randall did great things, but he went hero ball for 3 to 4 straight possessions to end the fourth. 0 points and a turnover. Randall turns the ball over in overtime and doesn't rotate, and THC hits the game winner. Yeah, it wasn't his best effort, but those are the plays the coach are calling up. You know, they went two-man game between Rose and Randall, the two guys that had it going, to take us home. And again, just the Lakers just made more plays. BX Mike 16 says, at CK, I told you on Twitter to press that SAP button. Michael James Jordan says, well, I guess there's only one thing left to do, win the whole bleeping thing. Hashtag Major League, let's go Knicks. That's a great reference. Great reference. Pop culture reference. He rebounded after Ash completely botched the Jaws and Twilight Zone theme song. Thank you.
I didn't know. CK, what's the Jaws theme song?
Yeah, but Ash, you had that. You had what you did earlier.
No, I went.
Yeah, that's what you did Twilight second. Zone. That's what you did that ass. Yo, the chat roasted a CK. This was before you came on. You got roasted for that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
That's Twilight Zone.
Shout out Hoodies Vintage. He said, this is a bad loss. Four seeding. Tibbs got to find ways to give Rose and Jules a breather. Not tonight, man. We too shorthanded. Bullock playing 46 minutes is problematic. Frank needed more. Hashtag adapt. Well, Frank could have gotten more. He played well. Give him credit. First Lady Sports sends a Super Chat, says, I don't care if people do not like Peyton, but Tibbs should have substituted Rose for 1 minute in the beginning of the OT. He was gassed. Also, Tibbs wasted that timeout at 51 seconds. It's a tough call. Tough call, man. Yeah, I told you, he's not trying to go to Peyton, man. And when Burks comes back, those minutes, that's going to be Burks' slot. Heedy sends a Super Chat, says, I understand that Randall did a lot to help us, but his mindset often is to hit the home run by shooting a tough three or making a play about him with a 7-point lead is what costs us. Draw fouls and run a play. That's fair. Daniel Soto says, didn't make sense to take out Frank on defense and put him in on offense. Great job, CP. Tough plays in overtime, man. Rich Harris says, I'm not mad at any Knicks player. They gave it their all. Tibbs just doesn't use what he does have correctly is my issue. It's been a season-long thing. Big Sur says, season experienced teams win these types of games. We are learning how to win. Next step is learning how to close. Great road trip. Eric Rivera says, Knicks have to win Thursday. Don't add pressure to yourself to clinch. Give Celtics any hope. And give the Celtics any hope. That game Sunday should be a scrimmage. Noel Agubot says, Tibbs should have drawn up two plays with the last timeout. They look lost on the last possession in overtime. Yatusabe Dimelo says, Randall with the turnover in the final second of the fourth quarter led to that three to tie the game. Then turnover in the final second of overtime that led to the Lakers game winner. SMH. Manny the Don X said, we had a chance to win that game twice. Box out, it's over. Julius turns the ball over. I love these boys, but we got to learn how to close games. Chuck the Rhyme Animal, head throw hashtag in the chat. He says, this was a pain. Listen to the Lakers AM ESPN radio down to 101. All four and OT. It was a death march listening to Michael Thompson and the other dude. This was a playoff damn loss.
And they're so biased, too. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go through that, Chuck. I'm sorry, 100%. Man.
That's Clay Pops. Yep. Del Will says, we may match up better against Milwaukee than Miami. Not dodging the smoke, but 4 or 5 against Miami will be tough. Hashtag 11 God. Hashtag Bobby Broom and hashtag George Browning says, I feel the same. Rather have the Bucks than the Heat. Okay. Well, people, hey, it wasn't going to be easy. Back to the drawing board on Thursday. Bounce back against the Spurs at home. 3 home games to wrap. Spurs Thursday. Hornets Saturday. Celtics to close of Sunday. You know where to find us. Knicks Fan TV. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Presented by Manscaped. CPS. We more CK. We out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.